Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. I spoke about Hilton Smith on today's regularly scheduled episode, but given that Mother Nature's provided us such a beautiful day that we get a bonus Division I baseball game scheduled at the last minute, the timing feels perfect for a bonus episode. It's February 27th, and I'm wearing a Rings and Crown Chicago American Giants fitted cap with a City of Chicago flag side patch. I'm also in shirt sleeves at a February baseball game in Evanston, and Rocky Miller Field will be covered in snow in 18 hours. Crazy. Northwestern and Illinois State have both had their fair share of Major League players, but Northwestern had at least one man who enjoyed a long Negro League career as both a player and a skipper. Richard Subby Bias was born in Far Eastern Texas, but grew up in Chicago, where he graduated from Phillips Academy in Bronzeville, not far from Comiskey Park. Not much is known about Subby's formative years, but various sources indicate that after Phillips, he attended Crane Junior College, the now Roosevelt University, and Northwestern, where he was purportedly a member of the baseball, football, and basketball teams. Bias began his decade-long professional career as a shortstop, but soon moved behind the dish, where his arm was referred to as rifle-like. Subby was sufficiently well-regarded that he led all position players in votes for the 1936 East-West All-Star Game, ahead of his fellow catcher Josh Gibson, who was already established as an All-Star at the age of 24. Bias died in Chicago in 1985 at the age of 75.